everyone. Welcome to another episode of WTF Podcast. Oh, Chris, are you okay? Are you falling?
I'm spinning. I'm spinning.
Spinning around.
Spinning.
Yes. Welcome, guys, to WTF Podcast, Whispers, Tales, and Frights.
There
I'm
you go.
Sydney.
And I'm Kristen. And I'm making sure I look at the right place. I'm like, oh.
Okay, so I guess, oh, you know what? Last time I said the date of the time we were recording, but not the date of the time that we actually air. So I noticed that. I was like, oh, maybe I should do the date when we
That
air.
part,
Yeah, so thinking forward, today is January 17th.
Ooh,
2024. We're 17 days into the new year. How you feeling,
there you
Kristen?
feel good. I feel good.
I was
I
like,
feel
what?
good. I mean, I guess this could be my WTF moment and
Mm-hmm.
everything because, my ADHD is kicking my ass.
Oh, I didn't even know you had that.
Not diagnosed. I
Okay,
probably need to
so.
be diagnosed, but I am. You've seen Up, right? You know the dog, Doug, and he's like squirrel. That's me.
Yeah.
That's me.
Oh, I haven't actually seen it, but I saw the previews. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, shiny
I kind of
object.
like
I
that
can't.
too.
It's been. I don't know why it's been so bad. The past 2 weeks, like I can't focus. I don't know. Maybe it's because like I started my period this week.
Oh.
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe because I'm out of school, I don't have extra
That.
stuff to focus on. I have so much free time and space up in here.
That's true.
I don't know. I
You
don't
gotta
know. This is.
acclimate to your new lifestyle now.
I don't know how to do that.
Post
So I
school.
took that. So I guess that's. Filling time researching stories for this.
You know what? I was listening to one of our old shows episodes, and you, I can't remember, I think it was 2021, and you were saying that you had like just started your second semester in college. And I was over here talking like, and now she's graduated. And then I was talking
Damn.
about, I was spending time with my boyfriend, my new boyfriend, and now we're, I was like, look there. I
Progress, progress.
was like, we don't actually acknowledge our progress on the day to day because don't feel like it. But we actually progressed.
That's weird. Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I was like, oh, I
I
was like, that's so cool.
know,
Look at us growing up.
right? Are
I
we? Are
hope
we?
so.
I don't know. It's weird. It's just like, are we really the new adults?
I
Are
know.
we?
I
Are we?
know. I know. I'm like, I don't know. Yeah, we are.
I got more respect for, the adults when, I mean, our age when we were like teenagers, because it's just like I really expected them to know stuff.
Yeah, and I don't know
Damn.
nothing. Right. I was thinking the same thing. I was thinking the
I
same
was just
thing.
like, and I saw something on social media, people were like, oh, okay, so my parents really were just BSing it.
Yeah.
They were just, yeah.
'Cause that's what I would do. I'm not even gonna lie to you. I'm like,
Yeah.
yeah, shout out to the parents out there.
Yeah, and especially, I mean, they had Google.
Yeah. They
Everybody
didn't really have
Google?
the internet like that. No cell
No,
phones. Like they was out here chucking it, memorizing
absolutely
telephone
not.
numbers and whatnot.
Yeah, yeah,
But I would
yeah.
argue that might have been like a better time in the, you know, a better time because we actually used our brains for things.
That is true. That is true.
Well,
I
I guess we'll pivot. Wait, did we do
Pivot.
to WTF moments?
Well, I didn't mind, did you? You didn't.
Oh, let me see. Do I have, oh, well, yes, today. So I was getting my hair done, you know,
Okay.
I went to my,
It
thank you, you know, my knotless
looks
braids
good.
with my loose goddess curls at the end, only at the
All
ends.
right.
So I went to the African braiding salon. I typically go to them, and first of all, one of my problems is I'd be feeling like they just be coming out the ass with prices, and I'd be like, this is not what we agreed upon on this text message, but okay, you know.
Girl, you're in Atlanta.
It's like, you know, like a free market, like
It's
Yeah, you
this
know,
it's
and
just how
it was weird. It was like, and then she goes, well, we just changed our prices 2 days ago. Girl. Girl.
two
Don't be
days
doing,
ago.
don't do that. Don't do
Two
that.
days ago.
Two
Two
days
days
ago.
ago.
2 days ago. But they had one of the girls, it was two people doing my hair. One of the girls, one of the ladies, she had her child there, her 4-year-old, almost 4-year-old daughter. And she was
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
it was
Be nice.
a little loud. I was just like, what? WTF? At first I was like, oh, she's so cute. Like she came in the store and she was like, hi. But then she just turned into like a whole menace. Like
Oh, not a menace. Not a menace. Not a menace.
her mom just kept on saying, like, go sit down, go sit down. Now, now, now. Like, good God, who's running this? Oh
Now,
man.
is she a menace or is she just being poor?
I mean, I would advocate for that, but we have friends that have daughters and they don't be acting like menaces. You know what I'm saying? Like they
True.
don't have no
True.
home training.
Yeah.
You might wanna discipline her. You know, I'm not an advocate for whooping kids, but
No.
a good stern look at, you know what I'm
Yeah.
saying? Like
It'll
would
put
have
the
got
fear of
her
God
right.
in you.
Yeah,
Yeah.
there you go. Like would have got her
It do.
right. I was
It
like,
do.
you gotta do that death stare, like,
Oof.
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
Yeah.
yeah, that
Yeah.
was my
Because granted,
WTF.
like, I never got my grandmother. I don't think she hit me ever, but she could look at. I ain't doing nothing. Oh,
You go.
stop.
A good death stare. That's all you need. A good
That's
death
all.
stare. Yeah.
That's all.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll go ahead and pivot.
Pivot. Yeah.
To WTF current events.
Current event.
Here we go. Okay, you go first.
Well, I had something, but then it's just like what happened? Damn it, it's on my phone.
Me see. Oh, well, I have something. Why you? No.
Oh.
Not unless you have it already.
No, because I'm like, why? Because I'm recording on my phone, and so
You have to get your tablet.
it I'm not good at syncing my iCloud for my
So,
devices to talk.
yeah, me too. I'm not. That's why it took forever for me to download that video that you sent me. So
True.
I have one. Well, I have two, but the first one. Is did you hear about Taraji, Vivica A. Fox and Taraji versus Taraji?
No, I know there's something, but I don't know what happened.
So you remember Taraji spoke out about this like a couple of weeks ago, a couple of days ago, about being underpaid and being undervalued as a black woman in her industry. And so everybody, all the black women out here can relate. It doesn't matter what industry you're in. Where we all have, relate to that. So then I guess a TMZ spoke to Vivica, because she was out there signing autographs, I don't know, for whatever reason, and they asked her opinions on what she thought about Taraji, and she simply said, like, I feel her and I empathize with her and all that, but that is definitely not my experience. So then, of course, the world of internet, was like, Vivica, like you have no, some of them were like, oh my God, Vivica, you have like nearly not as much accolades as Taraji. Like, who do you think you are? You got 2B movies, and then Taraji got Oscar, and then other people were like, well, she didn't really downplay her. She just said that wasn't her experience, and then so I was just like, why? But to me, what stood out was just the fact that why is the internet bringing these two black women against each other? Like, it's an issue. Like, yeah.
That's messy. And it's just like, and first off, TMZ is messy for doing that.
Yeah.
And two, for them to say she doesn't have the accolades as Taraji, it's still a majority of Vivica's movies are Black Hollywood movies. And they would have gotten the representation of me if they were seen in mass media. Like, I mean, one of the top things, I mean, two can play that game. I don't
Oh, I
know
love that.
anybody.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that in years. I need to. And there's so many other movies I can like.
Booty
I
Call.
mean,
That
Booty
was
Call.
Black Hollywood too.
Yes. And Soul Food.
Oh yeah, Soul
Yeah.
Food. I forgot about
Yeah.
that. She was
I mean
also in
that.
Kill Bill. But that's not
Yes.
Black Hollywood.
But yeah, I mean which. I mean that's like one of her. I don't know what other main mass media production she was in that. I mean.
Yeah, Kill Bill was probably a big one. But not only
Yeah.
that, I know a lot of people were stating that, you know, because they brought like her whole archive of accolades that she had, and they said that she's on commercials now. I guess she's doing commercials.
Yeah,
Yeah.
somewhat.
So I don't know. Like, I feel like in Hollywood there's roles, and I'm not sure
Yeah.
Taraji was always like an actress. And Vivica could have played like a producer role and then made more that way, or she simply could have just been in roles that she demanded more and actually got it. You never know.
Yeah.
Everybody has
Yeah.
different experiences.
It makes me think of have you seen that trend in social media where it's like I'm a black woman and this is what we do. And it's kind of like this whole scenario. So
Yeah.
Gabrielle Union did it and
Did it,
she's
yeah.
like, I'm a black female actress. I don't have a retirement age. I'm gonna keep working till I die because she doesn't get paid. And it's just like,
I saw that. I saw
that's
that.
just
But
that.
they said that Gabrielle came out with that, you know, in support of what Taraji said, because she was like, you know,
Yeah.
she was one of the people that backed her along with Keke Palmer and also Robin Thede, I think that's her name. So they all said that. And that, you know, that whole thing was making me kind of mad with the internet. That's why sometimes I don't like the internet, because they were like, oh, how we sympathize with rich people. I'm like, that's not the point. The point is that they're still in an industry where
Yeah.
where they work their ass off and get underpaid to their white counterparts, just like how you're in an industry and probably getting underpaid too. So it's like, come
Right.
on.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I just was like,
Yeah, no. That's ridiculous.
So I don't know how to fix it. I mean, I don't know how to fix it. I always, now I'm on the side of like, maybe you have to separate like Tyler Perry, and create your own spaces and then just
Maybe,
operate. Yeah.
yeah. That's probably the
Yeah.
only way, unfortunately, so.
All right. Wait, what's your current event?
Oh, my current event. I just, why did I close my book?
I cannot stand you.
Why did I close my notebook? I had it up. Oh my gosh.
Jeez
Make sure that
Louise.
you can't see nothing in here. I had it. Okay. You know what? I was going to talk about this, but never mind. I may just do a story about it because it's so weird and crazy.
Oh.
Yeah. As soon as I looked at it, I'm like,
Wow.
never mind. I'm gonna save that for.
A story?
Yeah,
Okay.
yeah.
Is it about
Save for
Gypsy
my stuff.
Rose?
No.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, no, so.
That's
Okay.
you. You don't have a current event? Oh.
No.
I did have one more. It just came out that prosecutors are seeking the death penalty against the Buffalo supermarket shooter. You remember?
Oh,
The white
yeah.
guy that ten that killed
Yeah.
that murdered
Yeah.
10 black people.
Yes.
They're trying to give him the death penalty.
Oh. I have such a hard oof.
You make that reaction? Like,
Cause I am in no position as just one person in this world of millions of people to think that anyone should be condemned to death. Like that is I am nobody in that situation. But knowing the evils in the world and how certain people act and do things, you know, it's an internal conundrum I have with that. And I'm just like, but then I was just like, who am I? Who am I to say someone's life should end?
Honestly, I was just like, when I read it, I was like, okay, so what am I having for dinner today? But I will say, when I was after I read it, because I don't know, you know, take that for what it is. But then I started looking at his picture, and they have his picture plastered on the internet of him crying. And I'm like, y'all, Seriously, like he wasn't crying before he, committed those murders. Like,
Yeah, no.
don't try to make
No.
people feel sorry for him after, a horrendous crime that he did. Like, a hate crime. That's a hate crime. Like, no,
Yes,
like.
absolutely.
So I was
Yeah.
mad. I'm mad at the internet again. I think I've just been mad at the internet this week.
Yeah. Okay. I know my current event.
Okay, go.
Which this could be a story too. Maybe we could do a story together whenever we sort out our Patreon thing. So you know, we're in Atlanta, we're in Georgia. Young Thug, his case. I mean, it's national news, but so you know they played Lifestyle in court the other day.
They did? I didn't know
Yes,
that. I
because they're
haven't been
using,
following his case like that.
because the whole thing is they're using his lyrics against him now.
I did hear that.
Yes.
I did hear
And
that.
so, and watching the clip, it is insane because it's just like, I mean, that song is vibe. That song is vibe. And so I was listening, and I'm like, I'm looking, I'm like, oh my God, they're in a Fulton County courtroom. And they're playing Lifestyle, and it's just like, and you can see people trying not to bob their heads because
Shout it out to Bob,
there's
yeah.
a yes. And so, and it's just like, it's insane. I remember I saw an interview with Fat Joe, and they're interviewing him, like, what do you think about his lyrics being used against him? He's just like, that's bullshit. He's like, because I'll tell you what, he's like, 99% of the rappers lie on their shit. He's just
I
like,
can
I
believe
lied
that.
on my stuff. He's like, because
Yeah.
he's like, because we didn't live everybody's story. He's like, we're using other people's story, different things to be is artistic inspiration. He's
It's just
like,
like writing
just because,
scripts. I believe it.
yeah. He's like, just because I didn't do it doesn't mean I'm not rapping about it. Somebody did that. And I'm like, yo, facts. That's facts. It's insane. And I'm like, you're actually playing Lifestyle to it's
Yeah,
insane.
I didn't agree with that. It was like, if y'all gonna do that, then y'all need to do that with all the other, song people or artists that were being locked up and stuff. I pulled up the lyrics. So just alone, the first two lines, I done did a lot of shit just to live here, this lifestyle.
Not.
Wait, we came straight from the bottom to the top, my
Oh God.
lifestyle. Oh, wait here. Wait, nigga, living like beginners and then only a beginning. I never knew the words. I'm on top of the mountain, puffing on clouds, nigga, still beginning. Let's bring back college vibes. Yeah. I
Oh yeah,
never
I
really
can't
knew the
stand
words. I
you.
just remember beginning, and in
I
the
know,
beginning,
right? Yeah.
it was slow
Yeah,
five.
no. Yeah.
Yeah, no, they don't need to be using this, man. Like, stop it.
That come out?
So it says 2014. So it was after college. I felt like I was in college though. Yeah.
I mean, he's still probably out. He's out with 2014 still.
Yeah,
Turn
it
up,
said,
turn up.
I don't know, it's
2014? That's
2014.
10 years ago.
10 years ago, the song came out. All I
Are you?
remember
I was
was a
thinking you were gonna
line
say
something
like
about
2020.
AIDS. Huh?
I thought you were gonna say something like 20 because I feel like that came out yesterday, 2 days
No,
ago.
I knew it was, I thought I was actually in 20, like 10 or something, because I felt like I was in college.
Yeah,
And
everybody there.
first of all, like, they use that song. Why are they playing that song? That's like Rich Homie Quan's song or Rich Gang, and he was just featured on there. So,
Yeah.
like, I don't know. That's just, first of all, like, it doesn't matter. They shouldn't be doing that. That's just fucked up to me.
No, they shouldn't. They shouldn't. Crazy.
Yeah.
No, so did you see the flyers and the ads, the promo for American Dream 21 Savage's story?
No, I missed that. 21 Savage, he's having a movie?
Yes, because you know the whole time when he was detained at the border and everything.
Oh,
But
yeah.
Childish Gambino, Donald Glover is playing him.
I saw it.
And it the stills, the promo pit, I'm like, is this real? Because it looks like an Atlanta skit. Like he
No,
Donald
yeah, it
Glover,
did.
this is the final season of like no, this is like he's doing a movie. And I don't it looks so there it I don't know. I
I
don't
brought it
know.
up. I like honestly, when I saw it, I thought it was a skit. I thought it was just the internet being internet, so I didn't know it was
I
actual.
know. I was just like, is this for real? And they got old boy from Stranger Things
Oh, the little
in
boy,
it.
black boy.
Yeah, so I'm like, Then I'm just like, how old are you now?
Oh, he's like Caleb, that's his name.
Yeah.
Caleb McCoffin or something, I think.
Yeah.
He's like 22.
How sweet.
Exactly. I'm like, y'all, yeah, McLaughlin or
Yeah.
McLaughlin. Yeah, he's 22.
How? How?
You know, exactly. When I first saw Stranger Things, like he literally looked like he was 2 years old, and now he's
I
22.
know. Right? Aren't you
Yeah.
10?
Yeah, like it was like, well, how did this happen? First of
That's
all, I did not know
insane.
Stranger Things was on for that long.
Well, they had huge gaps between their seasons.
That is true.
Huge gaps.
Huge gaps. Yeah, you're right.
But yeah. Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, first of all, before we pivot, I mean, like 21 Savage, I still like him as a rapper. He just always sounds like he's bored when he's rapping. I'm like, do you really
Yeah,
want
he does.
to
Yeah, he does. Yeah. Yeah, no, he
this? Like,
and
who
I
put
haven't
you up
even
to
seen,
this?
I mean, I've seen the music videos and everything, but I feel like his stage presence is probably,
Oh, God.
I would not want to see him in concert. Like, do you work the stage? Do you work the crowd? Do you go? But who knows? I don't know. Maybe
Never know.
I'll, yeah.
Yeah, I
That's my
wouldn't want
point.
to
Yeah,
either. All
no. No.
right, well, I guess we'll pivot
Pivot.
to Am I the Asshole story?
Am I the asshole for refusing to attend my father's wedding?
Oh, I need some backstory on that one.
Oh, I, 18 male, lost my mom 7 months ago due to cancer. She'd been sick for 3 years. In the last 2 months, we found out my dad was having an affair with almost the entire time she was sick. My mom was absolutely destroyed by this news, and she learned it, and it was worse. And my dad's affair partner wanted to try and straighten things out together as a family before my mom died. My dad was kicked out the house and mom changed her funeral plans and everything so my dad would not be able to go. She changed her will and went out of her way to ensure I would be getting everything and not him. She set it up in a way where my aunt would have temporary guardianship over it, over her will and her assets, and my dad could not get his hands on it either. She was very clear on what she wanted. When my mom died, it was the most painful time in the world for me, and I am still processing life without her. I also hate my dad for the harm he caused during my mom's final months. The fact it all made it 10 million times harder than it ever needed to be, all because he couldn't remain faithful to her in her life. He got engaged to his affair partner the week my mom died.
Oh, wow.
They decided to wait until my mom was gone a year to try and save some of his reputation, but I have hardly anything to do with him, and anything I do have to do with him is because he makes the effort. He makes the effort and reaches out. He wanted me to know he was engaged and wanted me to meet his other woman, and he forced those things on me. Last time they decided we needed to speak, and I told him not to send me an invite to the wedding because I would not go. I won't respect them enough to RSVP officially. They were upset and told me to think about the future and other stuff and BS like that. I told them they thought they were worthy of being grandparents, which they mentioned. Then they needed to think again. Then they tried to guilt me with a sob story and how she was widowed for many years and her kids all turned their backs on her and took her grandkids away because they were disgusted with her for moving on. That didn't move me one bit. So my dad's family are kind of this that I am drawing such a hard line at the wedding. They already know people judge my dad and think it will look way better if I was there. My dad also thinks I am taking his relationship with my mom out on him instead of judging him based off how he was as my dad. His BS.
Whoa. Yeah, am I the asshole? No, I don't think
Nah,
so.
your dad's an asshole.
Yeah, but you know what? There could be some context. I'm going to play devil's advocate. What if the mom was cheating before she got cancer? What if during cancer she was like, I know I'm about to die, babe. Just go ahead and be with somebody.
Yeah, no, she was devastated. So.
Oh yeah, she did say that. Dang.
Yeah, no.
I was trying to base.
No.
Yeah, okay, so definitely you're not the asshole. No.
No.
The father's an asshole.
Absolutely not. That's disgusting.
Yeah, that's
And for
like
him to try to
terrible.
gaslight him to,
Yeah.
that's that. No.
First of all, who's the other lady? Like, I would be
And
like,
yeah,
I'm judging
how would she be
her.
okay with this?
Right.
I know. See, I got no faith in humans. I hate humans. That's all.
Facts, like over here trying to be a pick me, you know what I'm saying? And you really want me to,
Your own kids
like,
don't deal with you. They took your grandkids away. They don't like you.
that's crazy. If she was any woman of substance, I would be like, yeah, like
Yeah,
you
and
need to
just a
get straight
decent
with your
human.
daughter first, and then we can work this out later, you know? Like,
Poor guy. That's crazy. Because basically, like in a situation, you lost both your parents.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Oh my God, I didn't think about it like that. She did. She's like, oh wow. Well, I'm wishing her luck. Hopefully she can repair her relationship with her father. But hey, I would say take your time. Do it on your time. But also therapy. But like she needs some therapy.
That needs therapy.
Yeah, I
Father
feel like
needs
she needs
therapy.
some. Then like I feel like she should do individual therapy and then like bring her father in one time or like after a while.
Don't know if I could that I would need therapy because I don't know if I could not be petty.
Oh, I will be petty.
I'm just like, I don't even know if I want to tolerate being in the same room with you. No.
Which
And
makes
that's fine.
sense. So yeah, that's why I was like, you talk to him on your own time because that's crazy.
I know that's insane. Yep.
Well, Okay, well, I guess we'll pivot again.
There you go.
And what? WTF? Story time.
Story. Story.
Guess I'll go first. Okay, so this is I decided to be local.
Local, okay.
And this is dealing with hate crimes,
Oof.
specifically LGBT murders in Atlanta. Yeah, so this was happening in the 90s and the early 2000s. And so it was just a little context on Atlanta. We both live in Atlanta. Okay, so Atlanta, like many other metropolitan cities, have a significant LGBT community out here. So,
Yep.
according to the 2006 report by the Seattle Times, the city has the country's third largest or third highest percentage with 12.8%. Now, that was back in 2006. Definitely increased, I feel like, since
Yeah.
then.
Yeah.
But
Because, I mean, first off, there's a million transplants people moving here. And I think a majority of people are moving because also because the different communities that are here in this city
there
and
you
state.
go.
So, yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely a melting pot in Atlanta. So outside of Atlanta is like
Also,
Alabama.
disclaimer, don't move here.
Yeah,
Just
please stop.
stop
It's too
coming in here.
crowded. It's too crowded.
It shouldn't
No.
take me an hour to get to work, but okay, go
That's why I work from home. And then
ahead.
on top of that, like it's just it's making everything go up price-wise. I get it, you know, Atlanta's like the black Mecca. I get it.
It's
But
really not.
yeah, I
It's
was like, we
literally
can make the
not.
black Mecca in multiple cities. You know what I'm saying? It don't have to be Atlanta. Like we can go to Charlotte and make that the next black Mecca. You know what I'm saying? Like Houston and all that. So anyways, so despite the fact that Atlanta has a numerous LGBT community, so that makes sense that they have businesses and a thriving social scene and things like that. So for the past like 15 years, there has been some crimes that were committed against the LGBT community that was never solved. So the FBI's definition of hate crime is a criminal offense committed against a person. Ooh, sorry. Okay, hate crime. Like, give me some grace. Okay, hate crime is a criminal offense committed against a person, property, or society, which is motivated in whole or in part by the offender's biases against a race, religion, disability, sexual orientation, or ethnicity slash national origin. So, in 1990, President George H.W. Bush, which is Daddy Bush, signed in the Hate Crimes Statistics Act, which requires the Attorney General to collect and publish data on crimes committed against, or committed because of biases against the victim's sexual orientation, religion, race, disability, or ethnicity. So now, fast forward now. So though some states are attempting to address the problem of gender-based hate crimes, some still treat the issue as insignificant. And Georgia is one of those six remaining states, according to this book back in 2000, early 2000. The other states are Arkansas, Hawaii, South Carolina, Indiana, and Wyoming. So on May 1st, there is still hope that Georgia is moving into putting more legislation in place where this is concerned. So on May 1st, 2009, the Local Law Enforcement Hate Crimes Prevention Act was passed in the House of Representatives and now moves to the Senate. So around that time, President Obama was urging to pass this bill to enhance the Civil Rights Act.
I think it did,
Did
but
I
I
think
don't
so?
think it, of course, I think per state to state, like the punishment regarding it is intense. But look at, so I was just listening to a different podcast, and they were talking about it's this crazy story, which I'll do eventually. And they brought out one of getting stats of different states where it's legal to marry your cousin.
Oh, wow, it's legal.
And so it's just like the fact that people are able to marry their cousin, but
It's
they
legal.
want to regulate who people marry or even regulate the not punish the people who are punished or attacked against their sexual orientation. Like they can't even, but sorry, anybody who lives in Alabama, but it's true. Alabama, it's legal to marry your cousin there.
Oh, wow.
And so it's just like,
I didn't know that.
so y'all wanna, and I think it, yeah. So I'm like, it's insane what they'll allow to pass and will not change the laws for different individuals.
So, what is the circumstance of why would you want to marry your cousin? Is that not weird? I mean, they
It
did
is
that
weird.
on. No, that they did that on Game of Thrones. It wasn't a cousin, it was actually your brother, right? She wanted to like
Yeah, no,
marry.
they were twins. It was worse. They were twins.
Good God. So this is just happening.
No. Yeah,
Looking into
no.
this is a
Yeah,
thing.
no. Yeah. Yeah. It's the I'll
Ew.
find a story. Well, I'll have to talk about it because it's insane. Because I mean, this story that I was listening to, it happened like in the 90s or something.
I ain't gonna lie, when I saw that like scene, that was like first season of Game of Thrones, I kind of stopped
Yeah.
watching. I clocked out because I was like, this is some incest thing.
That was nasty.
I was
That was
like, yeah,
nasty.
y'all got this. I wanted to say this some white people mess, but I was like,
Oh,
nah, I think some
man,
black people be
that
doing that too. All people do that, man. But I couldn't even say that.
sucks.
But anyways, okay, so back to the story. So let's start with the first bombing that happened on the Other Side Lounge. So this was back in 1997. The Other Side Lounge was a gay nightclub located on Piedmont Road in Atlanta. It was known for its predominantly lesbian clientele. So on Friday, February 21st, 1997, about 150 people were hanging out at the other side, and at 9:58, a bomb exploded on their patio. So luckily, it was cold outside, February, and nobody really got like injured, but a whole bunch of nails and debris and things from the patio flung into the actual like close inside the I guess the lounge, and it ended up hurting and injuring five patrons. So the police later found out a second bomb was hidden in the bushes in the parking lot of the same club. Wait, on the parking lot next to the club. So that whoever plotted this was plotting bombs like all around the area, trying to,
That's insane.
bomb LGBT community. So one of the patrons there, her name was Mimri. Oh, here we go, because y'all know how I go. You know how I do. Okay,
God.
so MEMRIE. Memory?
I don't know.
I feel like it's memory. It's like a memory. Okay, so we'll say Memory Wells Cresswell. So she was a patron there, and she was the one that got hurt the most. And she found out, like, she was like partying, talking to her friends, and then she notices that her arm was literally bleeding, and she thought she got shot for a minute. And they found out that it was a whole bunch of nails, all that nails and stuff that came end up piercing her arm, and she suffers like a severe injury. But she was the one that got suffered the most from the explosion. And everybody wanted to speak to her, and it was so devastating for her because she was like coming out that night to her friend saying, "Yeah, I'm a lesbian and I kind of want to tell my parents," but she wasn't ready yet. So now she was like being interviewed by CNN, and everybody literally was writing articles and like identifying her name against lesbian. And she ended up losing her job at the real estate agent, because of her sexuality. And yeah, and she also told CNN that her former company offered her money not to file a lawsuit because of it. Now, I don't
But
know if you know this, a lot of people that I know in the LGBT community, they hide their sexual orientation because of that reason. Yeah.
yeah, because it's still Georgia is a place where the employers are able to do so. I forget the phrasing, but it's like an undisclosed firing. Like they don't have to provide a reason. It is just like they know something, they're able to let you go.
Exactly. And I think that's some bullshit. It's because it's really, I mean, somebody's sexual orientation really has nothing to do with the job, whether they can perform. It's really
No.
just your biases. You know, it's just like race.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Anyways, so the incident was the fourth bombing attack to occur in Atlanta within a period of 7 months. So another bombing was the Centennial Olympic Park. I think you guys remember that. That was July 21st, 1996. And then another bombing was at Northside Family Planning Services
Wait,
Clinic.
the July, that was during the Olympics, right? You
Yeah,
said?
that was Centennial Olympic
I was
Park.
there.
Oh, you were at July 27, 1996?
I was there.
Oh, how was that?
I remember because it happened during the fireworks. And I
Oh.
was like July, so I was 6. Yeah. So I was sitting on like my dad's shoulders and like looking at the fireworks and hear this bombing behind us, thinking like this, thought it was other
The
fireworks. And we're
fireworks,
like,
yeah.
oh, where are they? No,
Kristen.
no, no,
Oh
no. It was,
my God.
yeah, no, yeah.
They
My
should
family, we
interview
were there.
you. Yeah, I can see why. I can see why that you would think that, because it's fireworks and it's like,
Yeah, I remember
yeah.
that.
Did everybody start running?
There was commotion and everything that was
Oh.
going on. We took MARTA because, I mean, we're coming
Oh.
from Lawrenceville.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I was like with my parents and my aunt and uncle and everything, and they're just like, okay, I know we're going. And I
Wow.
didn't know what was happening, and so I remember my mom was just like, hold her, get her,
Yeah.
because it
It
started
sounds like
getting,
your mom.
yeah, because people start, because you could hear the commotion and people were like rushing, and it was just like, no, just pick her up.
Yeah.
And so
Oh,
here I am, like
wow.
this little 6 thing, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've been reading about it. So that was one of the so investigators during that time was trying to link the bombings, because it was like, you know how there's an episode now
Yeah.
where mass shooting. So I guess back then it was episodes of bombing, mass bombing.
Yeah.
So then there was another one at Northside Family Planning Services Clinic in Sandy Springs on July 6, 1997. And that was
Yeah.
because of the whole abortion, anti-abortion. So they were like trying to
Yeah.
bomb the place. So then investigators were like, okay, well, we got to see what's going on with all these bombings. They, found some evidence that were like linking the bombs together. And so fast forward to a little bit, well, fast forward to actually having like a fugitive or a capture. Eric Rudolph, a white male, was born on September 19th, 1966, in Merritt Island, Florida. So after his father's death in 1981, he moved with his mother and siblings to a rural area of Nantahala, North Carolina. Okay, so you know how Georgia be having like Willa Coochie, Georgia? Well, North Carolina. North Carolina has this Nantahala
Stop. Those are Native
Hala.
American
Is that, oh, okay. Well, that's where all, real
Yeah,
people be
those are
living.
Native
So,
American places.
whoo,
That's something they
child.
actually,
Okay.
yeah,
That was
no.
like no hit on Native Americans. I was like,
You
but.
see, you could not survive New England.
No,
The
I, in that
natives up
part,
there,
no. No, I could not. So anyway, so he ended up dropping out of high school after ninth grade, and then he went into the army. And so he was actually on the FBI wanted list for, because his like his some evidence linked to him as the bomber. And so they end up capturing him one time because he was at a grocery store in let me see. Yeah, he was at a grocery store, and one of the FBI agents end up seeing him and taking him in. And so he pleaded guilty. So on August 13th, 2005, he pleaded guilty to all four bombings. And in order to avoid the death penalty, he ended up taking a plea bargain. And he told police the whereabouts of the three locations where he had stashed explosives, one of which was contained a fully assembled bomb to which the denotant. Wait, no. Well, okay, scratch that. Rudolph was sentenced. Yeah, whatever. Okay, so Rudolph was sentenced to life in prison without parole. And in 11-page confession, he ended up submitting something to the prosecutors detailing his views on homosexuality. So it's
Nobody
it.
wants that.
So basically, what he was saying, and this is how I feel like a lot of people feel about LGBT, is that, oh, it's okay, that they have that type of sexual behavior, but they should keep that in their private lives. Is
I hate
that,
people.
there you go. It's like, and so he says, when it becomes public and it becomes in, the curriculum at school, when it comes on TV, when it actually gets passed as laws, then we as people on the other side who is not, damaging the God's word of man and woman
Oh.
have to take it upon ourselves to to kill, basically, is what
I'm like having a visceral reaction. Like, I'm the fact people actually think like this.
No, that's a mass population of people think like this. Especially like the older generation, they think that, since the natural way is a man and a woman, because that's how you produce life, so they think homosexuality is a detriment to life.
And
And
granted, you know what? Let's talk about that right there, because science has made it possible that with stem cells, women can procreate them by themselves using
whoa.
stem cells and everything. So it's just like,
Ooh.
so we really don't need men.
Ooh.
Just
Well, I'm not gonna co-sign
like, it's possible. So it's just like they can all just
that. Oh, I
go
know.
away.
Oh,
Bye bye.
I won't co-sign it. I actually enjoy men, even though they are a different
I
species.
mean, some of them
Sometimes.
are tolerable.
Sometimes, though. Sometimes.
We could pick them,
Honestly,
you know.
if I'm being honest, I humans. I have a problem with
Yeah,
humans, so that's all
there you go.
cool.
I mean, and honestly, if we're honest, the majority of the problems are from straight men. Am I wrong? Am I wrong?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I will
All right.
co-sign that. I will say that.
I'm
And I
just
think
saying.
it has a lot to do with ignorance. And I think it also has a lot to do with, if we really want to break this down, the society and white male who's at the top of the food chain, they created this story that people need to live a certain
Patriarchy.
way.
You
Yeah,
know, we talked about the
patriarchy.
patriarchy last time.
I think so, did we?
Yeah. A lot of Native tribes, Native American tribes, Native African tribes, Australian, South America. A lot of them were matriarchal societies.
Yeah, I was about to say
So,
it was met women leaders. So Barbie,
yeah.
that's why it was so controversial with Barbie, because
Yeah.
that actually was a thing, especially in the African. I studied an African tribe where the women led. But it makes sense, because if you really be honest, women, they have that nurturing, they are more likely to empathize. So it would be make more
I
sense for
mean,
them to be leaders.
Yeah, and
But
it's
okay.
just, yeah.
We can't even get
There was
Hillary
this quote.
Clinton.
There's this quote. It's actually from My Big Fat Greek Wedding. I think I'll watch that tonight. That's like a comfort movie for me.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yes, I love it. And so she said, "The man may be the man of the house, but the woman is the neck. We tell which way the head to turn." So
Yeah.
it's just like, well, you know what? Women always turn the heads in certain directions. So it's the men could think they're the head, but no, turn the
That's
head this way.
crazy.
So yeah.
Okay, so just a few more of this. So between December 1998 and November 1995, there was a number of violent transgender murders in Atlanta. All victims were male to female transgender persons. All identified victims were dressed as women. All were African American, and all were shot or beaten to death. Not a single case has been solved yet.
And that is such bullshit.
Such bullshit.
I mean, are you serious?
Oh,
You can't.
shit. Yeah, so just to name a few. So yeah, just to name a few. Edna Brown, a receptionist and stage performer, also known as Madam, was shot to death in her Atlanta home on December 24th, 1990. We were born in the 90s. The police arrested Edna's boyfriend, Sanders L. Taylor, for the crime. In court, Taylor reported Lee received a plea bargain. The judge accepted a guilty plea to charge of theft by receiving, and the murder charge was not further investigated or addressed. An unidentified, yeah. So and basically during that time, it was like, can we just get somebody on the books, and then we're not really gonna find anything else about it. So Harrell Gypsy Lockett, aka David King, age 28, was found near a dumpster in Southeast Atlanta on October 14th, 1991. She has been killed by gunshot to the head. Let's see who else. Rhonda Starr, aka Ronnie Dean Lyles, was killed by a gunshot wound led to the head in 1991. Her body was dumped alongside 85 close to North Druitt Hills area in DeKalb County. So those were just a few. And then also this one, Quincy Favors Taylor, a 15-year-old transgender performer, was found killed by a single gunshot wound to the chest in 1995. Body was found behind the A&P grocery store on Marietta
15.
Boulevard. 15. Yeah. So, I mean, one thing that I saw in here before, so I wrap this up, Atlanta Police Department did appoint their first LGBT liaison officer back in 2002. And so she was a lesbian. She was identified in the community. And her name was, let me see, Connie Locke was her name. And she actually created some seminars and some training of cultural diversity to include the LGBT and hate crimes against. And so it's been thriving ever since. And yeah, but those were just some his I wanted to highlight, since we live in Atlanta and it is a LGBT a big LGBT community out here, that there's definitely a lot of hate crimes that are happening against them, and it's not being reported or furtherly investigated. So that
Yeah.
was my what the
There's I
whispers,
mean,
tales, and fright story. It was definitely a whisper story.
I mean, so much. I mean, being in like working in historic preservation, I've worked with certain people who have been preserving like certain nightclubs that were huge advocates, especially in the 90s and 80s, that were safe havens for the LGBTQ community. And there's, it's just, I don't know. I really, so many of the places that were a victim to hate crimes, including police raids, because those police raids that occurred, that was a hate crime. They were profiled, that was a government-funded hate crime. So it, that's
Yeah.
depressing.
It is depressing. I just had to
We
read
might need
that.
a pre-post mid-recording palate cleanser because I'm just like, I
I
don't
know. I have so many friends,
know.
and that identifies with the LGBT community. So I would hate for a crime to happen against anybody, especially one of my friends.
There was There is a cold case that I remember hearing about. It happened a couple years ago. This woman was stabbed to death in Piedmont Park with her dog. It was a pit bull that was
Oh.
stabbed and killed also.
Whoa.
And her wife was just like, "Oh my God, where is she?" And she, which I'm just that one though.
That sound like
I'm
it might have
looking
been
at the wife.
intentional. Yeah, I was about
I'm
to
looking at
say.
the wife
You
because I'm like,
sound like
how who gets close up to someone who's walking with the pit
a pit
bull?
bull.
You
Yeah.
got the dog's got to know you. The dog's
Yeah.
got to know you.
You're
But
right.
that I completely digress. I'm gonna look at that one because I'm just oh no, that one.
Yeah, I'm side eye. I'm side eye right there.
I'm side eyeing the wife. It's always the partner. Always the
Yeah,
partner.
it's gotta because it sound like it killed the dog too. Like,
So my story, it's a little hefty,
okay.
but I'll keep it short. So the mystery regarding the death of Ray Riviera. So Ray Riviera, it takes place in Baltimore. So you know I'm going alphabetical order, different places. So I'm like, okay, this is B. So it's just that was a whole bumpy situation. So takes place in Baltimore near the what's the name of the place? The Belvedere Hotel.
Belvedere, okay.
Yes. This it's an established hotel. I'm not sure what flagship it's under, the Hilton Ritz or whatever. But so employees of the Belvedere around lunchtime, they let's see. So around lunchtime, three employees go at working at the Belvedere Hotel. They notice a flip-flop on the roof of the hotel.
A
And they look
flip-flop?
down. Yes.
Oh.
And it's kind of a weird because it's like there's the parking garage and you look over, there's a landing, and then there's a roof to the like lower level of the hotel. And so they see a flip-flop on the landing. And then they see a hole in the lower level. And the hole is in like a place that in the Belvedere Hotel, it's kind of like blocked off, like a w room that's not really used basically for storage. So they go on and inspect the hole and go into the room where the hole is on the roof. And they find the decomposing body of Ray Ramirez. Yes, he had been
Oh
missing
my
since
God.
May 16th, and they discovered his body on May 24th.
Okay,
His
so.
body was found face up, laying kind of wedged against a wall. And it was clear, people said like his keys, his glasses, his phone, and damaged flip-flop was found near the hole. His phone had scratches, but nothing was broken, and it was still working. They did not find his money clip. He didn't have his wallet or anything.
So they were trying
And,
to say it was a robbery?
well, it was ruled a suicide at first.
Oh, okay.
And both of his tibias of his leg were fractured. And so it consists with falling or jumping.
Oh.
So, why is this weird?
Yeah, why?
I'll tell you. So Ray and his girlfriend Allison moved to Baltimore from LA in early 2004
Okay.
because Ray was going to work with his best friend from high school, Frank Porter Stansberry, at Stansberry and Associates. The affiliate of that company is Agora Publishing. And this is all important. So Ray, he went to business school, finance, and everything. So he would be editing a financial newsletter called the Rebound Report that identifies different turnaround stocks for the company. He takes the job, and so he and Allison can get married and he can afford the ring. So he moves to Baltimore by himself first for 3 months. And then Allison joins him about a few months later because he wasn't necessarily planning on staying in this job long. It was just something simple, and but he moved there. Allison moves and joins him 3 months later.
Okay. It seems
Ray
all
says,
normal so far.
Yeah, but at some point, Ray, he's just like, look, I'm unhappy with this job. He tells his friends and Allison, and he's just like, it's just the stocks aren't rebounding. And Allison recalls that the job was not a good fit for him. He was not a 9 to 5 work desk kind of guy. And he is just like, he wants something else. So Ray and Allison, they both agree mutually. Let's give Baltimore 2 years and whatnot. And let's see where things go. Well, in December 2004, Ray and Allison purchase a home for $280,000. Monthly payments are far less than it is in LA. So they're just like, okay, let's stay here.
280,000,
Yeah.
and that was when? What time frame was that?
Oh, four.
In LA?
No, Baltimore.
Ugh, I still wish like
I
that
know, right?
is.
I know. I know, right? Life
Sorry,
quick.
that was like,
No.
jeez. Okay,
I
keep going.
know. I know, right? That's insane. But yeah, so they buy their house. So by summer 2005, after 18 months, Ray leaves his editing job at the newsletter, told his friend, like, his friend Frank, who goes by Quarter, is just like, look, I can't work here with you anymore. It's just not my thing. So they're like, okay, cool. So he, let's see, instead of focusing, he focuses on starting a video production company called Saba. Now, the Saba tree, they said, is kind of a spiritual meeting because it is believed that souls of the dead ascend from the top of the tree to go to heaven. There's some good connection between worlds of the underworld, earth world, and heaven. And so, Ray, he takes out a 5,000 cash advance from Allison's credit card to buy equipment. And he begins producing videos for Agora, which is an affiliate program of Frank Porter's company, affiliate business. So, let's see. So, in this time, it should be noted that FBI has commented that Ray was not in debt at all. He had paid for, well, he was in minimal debt. But it should be noted also that so he had the 5K advance on it, and Allison was unaware of that money that was taken out of her credit, and she was because she was confused by it because she was a person who Allison, I need to take a page out of your book. She has an Excel spreadsheet for all of her money,
Yeah, I
and
definitely
the
do that too.
5K was you did teach me.
I learned
Teach
literally
me.
3 years ago, like, yeah.
Okay. Teach me. But yeah, she was just like, okay, this 5K doesn't make sense. Like, I don't have note of that or anything. And she's like, I have it noted that it's paid off. It makes no sense. And so this 5K is kind of a missing puzzle piece. So it's possible, like, there's speculation that Ray owed someone money or wanted to invest and took the cash advance to cover it and said he bought the equipment with it, but he didn't buy the equipment with that. So it's just kind of like, what did you do with this money? Yeah, it's weird. So let's see. So no one from Agora, Porter, or any other company ever reimbursed Allison for the time Ray spent with the company that he with the work and effort he did, because he went missing before he was paid, and they never paid him after that. So, November 5th, 2005, Ray and Allison get married in Puerto Rico. December 27th, Ray's friend and Agora employee Tom Hickley dies in a car accident while visiting his daughter in Apopka. Ray is extremely suspicious about this death. And Tom is listed as one of the. I'll come back to that. So, Ray and Allison returned to LA to visit family in 2006, in the springtime. And Ray, he's kind of acting odd. He's edgy, anxious. And family say, like, Ray is usually like a cool, calm, and collected guy. But no, he's agitated, irritated, and he's acting really funny. So before they're going to leave, Allison's just like, hey, I want to go running. And Ray, she said, Ray was never a guy, like a possessive guy, like, where are you going? Who are you going with? And this time he said, I'll go with you. She's like, no, it's fine. He said, no, I'm coming with you. So she goes to the track to run. He sits in the bleachers reading a book. And a guy enters the track. And Ray kind of freaks out about this and makes the guy get out. And so the guy just left. And there was no incident aside from that. And so, but Ray was still really unnerved.
Why?
And I don't know. And he allegedly, Ray is reading this book called The Builders, which is a book about masonry and building.
Okay.
I lied. Build, not masonry and building. Masonry about Freemasons.
Oh.
Yes. So May 14th, Mother's Day, Ray and Allison go to church. Upon returning from church, Allison at home, Allison overhears Ray leave a voicemail saying, hey man, give me a call. I finally got it all figured out. And Allison later learns that the phone call was to Porter. And Porter, when questioned about it, what was this phone call about? He said, I don't really know what Ray meant. And so, May 15th, their alarm goes off at 1 a.m. Police respond and deem that it was a squirrel or something. But Allison says this can't be because in order for the alarm to go off, the screen door has to be open. And ain't no squirrel
You
opening the
scroll,
screen door. Yeah.
yeah.
And or even the screens on the windows. So, and there were
Oh.
like no holes or nicks, like a squirrel didn't burrow in anything. So,
They're giving a squirrel too much credit.
yeah, right. So the day of his death on May 16th, Ray and Allison had a house guest, Claudia, staying with them. She comes in, and Allison is actually going out of town that day. So 16th at 1 a.m., the alarm goes off again. And Allison goes down and sees that it looks like a window downstairs. Someone was trying to open it, but there's no window fingerprints on that window. So in that morning, they go back to his bed. They wake up. Ray makes Allison breakfast and helps her take her luggage to the car. And she leaves for a business trip in Richmond, Virginia. Midday on the 16th, at some point, Ray talks to a Maryland Freemason member at a lodge about joining. News has questioned the member, and he said nothing unusual was about that conversation. It just seemed about regular information that someone would ask about joining. There's also at some point that day or that week, he buys Freemasons for Dummies at a local bookstore. And so he phones a friend of his, Adam Gold, who is also an employee at one of the businesses that Porter owns, of the Saz Stansberry and Associates and Agora Publishing. I think he's more affiliated with, like, he there's a lot of businesses under this umbrella that this guy Porter runs. And so they book a video editing session for this, Stansberry Associates, and Ray scheduled a date for May 22nd for a production studio. So May 16th that night, Allison, she is done with her conference and everything, and she checks in into her hotel and calls Ray. Doesn't get Ray. She calls Claudia, the house guest, and Claudia states that Ray got a phone call around 6:30, had a brief conversation with whoever was on the phone, and said, and just exclaimed, oh shit, and runs out of the house. And Claudia said that was the last she saw of him. And Allison said, okay. So she checks in a couple of hours later, but still no Ray.
What the hell?
Allison thinks that this is really unusual. She does remember that Ray had a deadline for a video, but wasn't sure what day it was, like the deadline was. So it's noted that Ray's computer had a website up that he never returned back to on his computer, and it was noting the time of the sunset and sunrise of the day. So something about like different filming locations. I mean, you would know this at
Yeah.
the different. So people were speculating that, okay, so he was just wanting to know how much daylight he had for filming something.
Which makes
So,
sense.
yeah. So according to the parking attendant at the Belvedere, he left the Belvedere at 6 p.m. and a black SUV was there, like was kind of following him. Let's see. When the parking attendant returned, he noticed that Ray and Allison shared a car, that their car was still there at the location. Let's see. So by May 17th, Allison still doesn't hear from Ray. And she calls her friend Claudia and is just like, what's
Where's
going
the
on?
yeah, where's Ray?
And Claudia was just like, yeah, no, he didn't come back from home last night. So I don't know what's going on. And she, Claudia's just like, by the way, I actually gotta go. And Allison says, Claudia had her own shit going on. She's just like, look, I don't know what's going on with you, but I got some stuff I gotta handle myself. So she dipped out.
Thank you,
Because she was
Claudia.
only planning. Yeah. So Allison, concerned, she calls Ray's brother, Angel. And Angel comes and he's just like, all right, let's figure this out. And so Ray and Allison's family in the next 2 days, I mean, these people acted quick because he's missing for maybe 24 hours right now. And so her and his family came from LA to Baltimore ASAP. They're like, we'll get this together. So it's just like, I don't know, if I go missing, y'all act like Ray's family,
Yeah,
please.
well, yeah. Well, we know that. Like, that's a given.
Yeah. So,
Along with your mom too, like.
oh yeah, that's true. So, Allison comes home and she notes that she finds Ray's abandoned snack and Invisalign on the counter, like where he left stuff. Yeah. Claudia had left that morning on the 17th, so there's
I
really
was thinking
nothing else in the
Claudia
house.
did, but no.
Well, I don't know. There's not a lot of information about her.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was like.
Yeah,
Maybe.
yeah, yeah.
But you never know.
So May 20th comes by. That's the day Ray had his suite booked for editing. I think I said the 22nd, but it was the 20th. That was a Saturday. He was a no-show for that. 22nd is when they actually noticed that the car was still parked there. And the 24th is when they discovered his body. And so,
Wasn't a full 10 days. It was eight.
no, it was a vaguely quick turnaround. So shortly after, during this time, they're asking family, asking questions, people around him, when was the last time you saw him, all of this. Shortly after the body was found, his friend Porter, who he used to work for, becomes uncooperative. He's not returning any phone calls from the homicide detective.
Uh-oh.
Whenever the detective has tried to contact employees or the office, he is allegedly told by company lawyers not to, the employees are told not to speak with him. He places a gag order, allegedly.
Oh,
After that,
I think we have a winner.
the company has come out and said like there was no gag order on our employees, but I don't know. Porter speaks to Allison and tells her that he doesn't want to speak to police in fear they will be against him due to a prior SEC investigation. Doug Chervok, a publicist for Stick and Crow Crisis Management, was hired by Stansberry Research and denies there was a gag order, but I'm like, why did you hire this guy?
Yeah, who is this
It's
guy?
crisis management. I'm like, that's a sketch. So additional details were found because, let's see, the lead detective of the case was who believed that this wasn't a suicide and that it was a homicide. He was removed from the case. But Baltimore police came out and said, like, the detective requested to move. He was moved to a different unit, the Safe Streets Task Force, which is what he wanted to be on initially. He didn't want to work on homicide, but there's no really confirmed, like, was it really that case or whatnot.
Yeah.
So Allison wasn't really buying it, so she hired a PI. The PI goes to the
Private
Belvedere
investigator.
Hotel. Yep. He goes to get the footage from May 16th. The footage is wiped clean. They have footage
What?
from May 15th and May 17th, but
But
nothing from the
none of.
16th.
So that's just okay.
Yeah.
Who wiped it
So,
up, Porter or Claudia?
oh, Claudia. Nobody knows. So, the police confiscate the hard drives and look into it. There's been no additional information about that. Angel and Allison discover a bizarre and possibly cryptic note on the back of Ray's computer, which I'll read to you in a bit. FBI examines it and deems it's not a suicide note, but it's delusional rambling, and it sounds like someone on the mean brink of a psychotic break. Allison says, like, odd notes and rambling wasn't out of the norm for Ray. She says he would even jot down random phone numbers or just random numbers, and usually they were always usually handwritten and not typed up. So this is, she said, this is normal, just jotting down stuff. And I think because production, maybe he was had ideas or whatever. Who knows? So no employee or person residing at the Belvedere ever reported seeing Ray. Interestingly
So nobody
enough,
saw him at the Belvedere.
nobody saw him. Nobody saw him. Yeah. Nobody has come forward saying they had plans with Ray that night or claiming that they were on, like, that phone call that where he said, oh shit, oh shit. Ray and Allison had planned a trip to New Mexico in the upcoming weeks. They also were planning to start a family. Ray had just completed his Midnight Polo screenplay, and the couple were in the midst of planning to move back to LA. Their home was up for sale at the time of Ray's disappearance. So Porter, he later got married, moves into a $1.3 million home, has two sons.
1.3. What kind of
Yeah.
film did he actually
No,
make money off? Like
well, he
1.3.
was the, it was the financial group,
Yeah, the fund,
the
yeah.
Stansberry and Agora Publishing. So, and so the guy, I got a lot of this from Reddit and different articles. So this Reddit user, Justice for Women, says they are part of a pop culture Facebook group, and a woman who is married to Porter's brother's best friend says Porter is now divorced, in the process, or in the process of divorce. And according to a radio segment with Angel, Porter sent a cease and desist to Netflix about the series called, and they have a show and they talk about this death on here. So yeah, Porter is hella sus. It's such a
Porter's,
weird,
yeah. Porter's number one on the suspect list. And then Claudia, where
weird
the hell did she
situation.
go?
Don't know.
She
I
said
don't know
she had
what.
shit to do. I first thought
Yeah.
it was Allison, but I was like, she gone too hard. Like, she getting a
Dog.
PI.
Yeah.
She had contact the family. I'm like, okay, then
Yeah.
maybe not.
So this is Ray's letter. I'm gonna read it right here. So he said, brothers and sisters, right now around the world, volcanoes are erupted. What an awesome sight. Virtus genux moris non separat, which that's Latin for whom virtue unites, death will not separate. That was a well-played game. Congratulations to all who participated. I hope you enjoyed it, but it was time to wake up, so here I am. I like to welcome those who accepted our invitations of membership during the game. We wouldn't have done it without you. I took on this endeavor to find the truth, but nor for its own sake in accepting the quest of the truth. I hope to make myself, with the help of others, into a man worthy and ready to receive it. I stand before you as a man that understands the purpose and the value of our secrets. That's why I cherish them as secrets. And one secret has been restored. My brothers is the necessary role our sisters in the community. Members of the council, please note that I will lend careful concentration to the traditional responsibilities. In light of these proceedings, I will satisfy the standard request of this council within the appropriate time, in 2 months' time. Again, well done to all who participated. I expect the council to invite all the players who gave their lives to the pursuit back so they might join us here. Tom Hickling, Rayburn, Batchel, Joanne Tinley, Stanley Kumbachtri, Donna, Christopher Reeves, Portofino Rosando. Farewell, the Rob Rosenberg. So, and he goes on to list so many other people.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, just to note, these people he listed in this section were celebrities and co-workers.
Right.
I mean, he talks about Christopher Reeve, who was a movie star,
mm-hmm.
and his wife. He's the famous guy who played Superman in the 60s, 70s, maybe, had an accident on a horse and became paralyzed.
Oh.
And
oh.
Robert Rosenberg is also mentioned, which, you know, he was a member of a fraternity,
mm-hmm.
Which is interesting. I don't know. And Tom Hinkling is an evangelist, celebrity, priest, pastor. Then he goes on to say, before I continue with my instructions for the council and claim my prize for my service, I like to allow Porter Stansberry to claim his prize. Now, Porter, don't waste these words by claiming something I'll just take back. Now that the game is finished, I expect the council to recuperate those who have given time and talent to this venture. Along with myself, those who played should be made 5 years younger by the council. And he goes on to list a lot of people.
Yeah, yeah.
Including his mom, his dad, Allison, her brother, his brother, her parents, friends, and a whole bunch of stuff. And that's how the letter.
Whoa.
So, oh, wait, no.
So that would be considered a cold case?
Yeah. Wait, there's more. I lied.
Yeah.
To wrap it up, it said, Porter Stansberry, if he didn't do it himself, brothers and sisters, our land of attachment has seen many ideas become new innovations since my game began.
Oh.
He lists stuff talking about radio frequency, digital music, hybrid engines, airbags, computer operating systems, using a gas drill, HDTV, internet, what? Ethernet, muscle milk, the 1% of the right, and so much more. I like listed not even
that's like all his possible murder weapons.
I don't know. He says the 1% of the rights, patents, and the proceeds of all of them, these breakthroughs should have been transferred to me by now. I know that our host, Porter Stansberry, has created a way for you to do so. To arrange the future transactions, you should visit me at any of the properties that I will resume control of. My primary residence, which includes a beautiful piece of property in the northern Argentina, and I am told the biggest mansion in Buenos Aires. Well done, Porter.
Mm-hmm.
In Europe, you can visit me at a flat in Nice or in Madrid. Although, if I'm in Spain, I'll probably be in a castle. In Asia, you'll find me in Thailand. Another job well done, Porter.
Oh, wow.
I will keep the two houses in Los Feliz, California, and one house in San Francisco. Although, I'll be looking for a new place in Baltimore and perhaps some other cities.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't make note, and this was actually ripped off on the note. Nobody knows what it says underneath. And then I like a brief mention to some movies and books. You know, The Matrix, Family Man, National Treasure, The Da Vinci Code, Eyes Wide Shut, Lord of the Rings, The Game, Paycheck, Identity, Bourne Supremacy, so much. And specifically, let me say, I expect M. Night Shyamalan to continue coming up with great ideas and making great movies, which that's questionable, right? But I certainly enjoyed his movies. Wide Awake, Sixth Sense, The Village, The Others, Signs, Unbreakable. And then he goes on to thank Keith Richards. And lastly, is this, yeah, this is the end. Lastly, I expect to kill C, cast N. Nobody knows what it says. It's blurred out. And this is all hasn't been publicly released, but they've taken screenshots of a lot of it's been redacted and taken pictures of what they've seen on crime evidence stuff. So
I
I'm
just want to know who murdered him. So they literally ruled it as a suicide.
well, it says, I think his official, it's cause of death, undetermined, probable suicide.
Probable. So.
And so I don't know.
So to
And
this
I'm
day,
keep,
it still hasn't been solved?
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And he was dead 17 years ago, died 17 years ago.
That's crazy. I wonder what Allison's doing.
Don't know. I think she's probably looking into this.
Yeah,
Yeah.
maybe.
So yeah, it's weird. It's weird. But then I'm like, is it really weird or is society making it weird? But I don't know. The fact that Porter came like, you don't ask me no more questions.
Yeah, Porter was like number one suspect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the fact that, I mean, and he really did get a phone call. There's like, I don't know why the phone records aren't saying who has called him, because Claudia said the phone rang, he got a phone call, talked to someone, said, oh shit, oh shit, and left.
The left. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just like, don't know. But yeah,
I guess
that's the.
go, those are two suspects. That's my two suspects, because Porter, and then Claudia probably did something to the phone. So maybe Porter and Claudia was working together.
You know, I wonder.
Just
You know, people,
a
for some
hypothesis.
reason, Claudia's like ruled out right away from the jump. So now I'm
Yeah.
like,
Why? I'm just kidding. No, she should
see, now you gotta be looking at Claudia. Claudia's
be.
got her own shit going on. She's just trying to figure her
The
own
only
stuff
reason
out.
why I put her in there for a slight second is because she's always quick to dip out.
Yeah. So that's Ray Riviera. So interesting.
So, palate cleanse.
Palate cleanser.
Let me see.
Oh,
Okay, go ahead.
okay. I got a joke.
Okay.
This is great. Did I hang up? No. Okay. Knock, knock.
Not who's there?
Did you, were you about to say knock, knock?
I was. That's what I was like. I definitely was.
Knock, knock.
N who's there?
Yo, the lady.
Yo, the lady who?
Why are you yodeling?
It's crazy. It's
Ah.
crazy. Well, that's that. That's another episode of WTF Podcast.
WTF.
I hope you guys enjoyed.
I know. I hope, what was that like? How long was that? It pretty good.
WTF whispers, tales, frights.
And
We
fright.
yes. We have another story. We have good stories this week. So I
I
guess
know,
we'll
this is
see.
good.
Yeah, this was a good stories.
We're slowly getting back into the rhythm. I
You
just
gotta
dropped my
get
iPad. It's
back into
okay.
the groove. Get back
It's
into the
okay. We're there. It's good.
check out our old episodes too. Like those are pretty good as well.
Yeah.
So if you want to shout us out in the email, WTFpodcast11@gmail.com, if you have any stories, we would definitely discuss
That would be
those.
good.
Yeah,
Yeah,
like
that would
if
be
y'all have any
great.
ideas, stories, cold cases, we will look into it and bring it to the forefront.
Yeah,
Just email
and
us at WTFpodcast11@gmail.com.
and comment, like, share, give us grade
Comment,
our
actually. Yes.
podcast. That'd be great.
Yeah.
You know, and be nice to us, and you don't have to, Just give us ratings so people know where to find us.
Yeah, be nice to us, please.
Yeah, I won't read the comments. I learned people should never do
No, you shouldn't actually read them. Sometimes I read
that.
them, like, but it's stuff don't faze me too much. Well, I
That's
guess that's it. I guess we'll see you guys next week.
it. Yeah.
Peace out.
Same time, same place.